This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday presented the National Florence Nightingale Awards 2025 to 15 nursing professionals at a function held in Rashtrapati Bhavan. The award has been given for their outstanding contribution in the field of nursing. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda, Ministers of State Anupriya Patel and Pratap Rao Jadhav were present on the occasion. V. Lalmangaihi, Nursing Officer, Vizal Civil Hospital, received the prestigious National Florence Nightingale Award from President Draupadi Murmu. Lalmangaihi has been given the award for being instrumental in saving a number of lives by performing her duty diligently and accompanying critically sick people outside the state on emergency basis without getting any extra pecuniary benefits and saved several lives. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda yesterday held a series of meetings with health ministers of six states and union territories to assess the progress made under tuberculosis. During the meeting, the minister stressed on the need to lower both the incidence and mortality rates of TB by ensuring early and comprehensive screening. He said that the national goal is to bring down the TB incidence rate to 47 cases per lakh population and the mortality rate to below 3 per lakh population. Mr. Nadda urged the health ministers of states and union territories to ensure the active involvement of elected representatives from Panchayati Raj institutions, municipal corporations and other local bodies in the implementation of the campaign. State health ministers from Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Gujarat, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and West Bengal attended the meeting virtually. Heavy rainfall is affecting the northeastern states as a result of the southwest monsoon. In Arunachal Pradesh, the India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for five districts including Lower Subansiri, West Kameng, West Siang, Lohit and Changlang. In Upper Subansiri district, the Singing River is flowing above the danger level and has inundated a large area. It has been reported that as many as 100 houses and other infrastructure have been severely affected by the flood in the district. In Manipur, heavy rainfall has been witnessing in different districts since affecting normal life in the state. In Assam, normal life is paralyzed due to relentless heavy rain and strong winds. The capital city, Guwahati, is reeling under floods, with daily life grinding to a standstill. In Mizoram, a 37-year-old man died and another person was severely injured after a retaining wall collapse in the Thompoi area in northeastern part of Aizawl due to heavy rain yesterday. Meghalaya also witnessed heavy rainfall. In Sikkim, search and rescue operations are on at Chungthang in Magan district to trace the missing nine persons. The district collector of Magan said that a vehicle carrying 10 passengers along with the driver plunged into the Teesta River last night between Chungthang and Munshithang. Two persons have been rescued and sent to Gangtok for medical care. Local people in the army, ITBP and police are pressed into search and rescue operations. The National Career Service Centre for SCST's Joy under the Ministry of Labour and Employment Government of India has announced the launch of free one-year stipendiary training programmes for eligible scheduled castes and scheduled tribes candidates. The training, starting from 1st July 2025, aims to prepare candidates for clerical grade competitive exams. Two persons have newly tested positive for the new COVID-19 variant in Mizoram. Officials of State Health Department said the two COVID-19 patients are out of danger and they are undergoing treatment at Zoram Medical College and Hospital at Falcon near Aizawl. Following the detection of two new cases recently, Integrated Disease Surveillance Program of the State's Health Department on Friday issued advisories and urged people not to panic. Retired Indian Forest Service IFS officer Sri Kavarite P. Marag was sworn in as a third chairman of the Meghalaya Lokayukta yesterday. Governor Sri C.H. Vijaya Shankar administered the oath of office during a ceremonial function held at Raj Bhavan. The event was attended by Chief Secretary Sri D.P. Walang, senior government officials and members of Marak's family. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.